Hello, my name is Kurt Joman, and I am the author of the book, A Soliton and Its Own Bions, Awareness and Mind. In this recording, I will read a specific part of my book, and during this reading, whenever I say the word okay, that marks the beginning of added commentary by me that is not in my book. At the time of this recording, it is 2018, and I am 62 years old. Okay, I am now going to read section 9.2, the gender basis of the three races. This section has a total of about 1,900 words in it. Okay, I'm going to begin now. Quote, there are three commonly recognized races, African, more specifically, sub-Saharan African is meant, also known as blacks, Caucasian, and Oriental. And there appears to be a strong correlation between the comparative traits of these three races and the comparative traits of the two human genders, men and women. Briefly, the correlation is that on a scale from masculine to feminine, the three races are ordered, African, the most male race, Caucasian, and Oriental, the most female race. Consideration for specific traits follow, and when speaking of specific traits as they appear in each gender and race, averages and the average case is always assumed because, of course, there are always exceptions when considering individuals. Regarding physical size, speed, and strength, obviously men are larger, faster, and stronger than women. For the three races, obviously the Oriental race is the smallest and weakest. Less obvious is the difference between the African race and the Caucasian race. In general, it appears that the African race can move its limbs, arms and legs, faster than the Caucasian race. But the Caucasian race does better in pure strength events such as weightlifting. In general, fast movement versus slower movement but greater strength, as manifested in the African race compared to the Caucasian race, is a trade-off with no clear gender difference in terms of making one of these two races more male than the other. The needs of surviving in their different physical environments probably, in effect, takes precedence over there being a clear gender difference between these two races with regard to body size, speed, and strength. Regarding life expectancy, women have a longer life expectancy than men. For the three races, when nutritional and sanitary conditions are the same, the African race has the shortest life expectancy, the Oriental race has the longest life expectancy. For example, at the end of the 20th century, the Japanese have the longest life expectancy in the world, and the Caucasian race is in between. Regarding coloring, men tend to be darker than women. For the three races, obviously the African race is the darkest. A fraction of this race is completely black, which is not seen in the other two races. Also, note the geographic bias affecting skin coloring. Living in sunny lands tends to darken the skin, and living in dark lands, less sunlight, tends to lighten the skin. Thus, for example, the Caucasian Finns, who live further north in dark lands than most people, are very light-colored, very pale. Whereas the Caucasians of the Indian subcontinent in sunny lands are dark, much darker than the Oriental Vietnamese who live at the same latitudes, but not as dark and black as the Africans at those same latitudes. Once the geographic bias of coloring is discounted by comparing races at the same latitudes, it becomes apparent that the Caucasian race is darker than the Oriental race. Okay, so now we come to footnote 108, which I'll now read. Quote, Regarding the two colors, black and white, the implication as to their psychological meaning is clear. Black represents masculine qualities, and white represents feminine qualities. Thus, for example, a man dressed in black dancing with a woman dressed in white works. Witness the many movies that use this dress scheme, whereas the opposite dress scheme, being a man dressed in white, dancing with a woman dressed in black, does not work and is rarely seen. Okay, so now we go back to where we left off in the main text. Quote, regarding a tendency for violence, obviously men are more violent than women. For the three races, an examination of worldwide crime statistics shows the African race as the most violent, the Oriental race as the least violent, and the Caucasian race is in between. Regarding general intelligence, women obviously have more verbal aptitude, use and understanding of language, both spoken and written, than men. And verbal aptitude is a major component of general intelligence. For the three races, the African race scores lowest on IQ tests. The Oriental race scores highest. For example, the Japanese score highest in the world on standard IQ tests. And the Caucasian race is in between. Another factor that probably adds greatly to lower the verbal aptitude and overall intelligence of the African race is that there is probably a much higher percentage of new and recently new humans among the African race compared to the Caucasian race and Oriental race. I'm specifically referring to what I said in section 6.3 about the solitons of new humans needing at least several human lifetimes, or perhaps many human lifetimes, to fully learn how to work with the human mind, including the language abilities of the human mind, which far exceed the language abilities of whatever animal a typical human was before acquiring a human mind and having his first human life. Regarding why there would be a much higher percentage of new and recently new humans among the African race compared to the Caucasian race and Oriental race, on average, men are less verbal and language capable than women. Because of the birds of a feather flock together effect described in subsection 6.3.1, it follows that most new and recently new humans, having been animals with very little language ability before becoming human, would have their early human lives as Africans, because Africans are the most male race, being less verbal and language capable compared to the other two races. Given the gender basis of the three races, it seems likely that the three races will endure far into the future because, in effect, the three races represent the large-scale range of gender difference that the total human population wants to express. Given the discussion of the caretakers in previous chapters, it is reasonable to assume that the caretaker civilization is more intelligent than the most intelligent human nation. In other words, more intelligent than the Japanese. Okay, now we come to footnote 109, which I'll read. Quote, the implication is clear. On the gender scale, the caretaker civilization is more feminine than the Oriental race. And besides the assumed correlation of intelligence, there is also an apparent correlation regarding violence, because the caretakers appear to be very nonviolent. And even though the caretakers have no physical body, note the apparent correlation regarding size, as the caretakers typically adopt a comparatively small size when they assume a form for interacting with humans. Okay, so that's the end of footnote 109. I'll now resume back in the main text. quote. And note that many of the gender differences in humans, such as the degree of talkativeness and the desire to socialize, are mental differences that do not require having a physical body. And note that the caretakers apparently have the same two genders as mankind. The reason why both the caretakers and humanity have two genders is explained in section 9.6. Some additional evidence for the gender basis of the three races. For most of the items in the following list, I have been exposed to much more data regarding Africans compared to Caucasians, and much less data regarding Orientals compared to Caucasians. Okay, now comes a list of this additional evidence. Quote, regarding sex, on average, men are more motivated and interested in having sexual intercourse than women, and on average, Africans are more motivated and interested in having sex than Caucasians. As of 2015, as I write this paragraph, in internet forums in the USA that complain about African Americans, there are various phrases used to express this greater focus on sex by African males when compared to Caucasian males, including the widely used phrase, "my dick," Ebonics for "my dick," referring to African males, and the rhyming phrase that describes African males as being, quote, "rape apes," close quote. Okay, so now we come to the next item in this list of items. Quote, regarding deepness of voice, on average, men have deeper voices than women, and on average, Africans have deeper voices than Caucasians. More specifically, African males on average have deeper voices than Caucasian males, and African females on average have deeper voices than Caucasian females. Regarding Orientals, on average they do seem to have higher pitched voices, less deep, than Caucasians, but my own observations have been mostly limited to having watched a number of Oriental TV shows with English subtitles, which is probably not the best evidence to generalize from. Similar to deepness of voice is loudness of voice. On average, men have a louder voice than women. Compared to Caucasians in the USA, I've seen, heard, and read enough to be confident that, on average, Africans talk with a louder voice than Caucasians. Okay, next item in this list. Quote, regarding cleanliness, on average, women are more bothered by such things as dirt, unkempt appearances, and disorderly arrangements of objects than men are, and on average, Africans have less concern for keeping things clean, neat, and orderly than Caucasians. Put another way, Africans are more tolerant of things being grimy and trashy than Caucasians are. There is so much evidence for this, including but not limited to how, on average, Caucasian neighborhoods, yards, and homes look compared to how African neighborhoods, yards, and homes look. Regarding Orientals, I don't know as much, but the Japanese do have a reputation for cleanliness beyond what is seen for Caucasians. Okay, next item in this list. Quote, regarding honesty, on average, men are more honest than women, and on average, Africans are more honest than Caucasians. Regarding Orientals, I don't have any personal experiences or observations, but I'll just refer the reader to the general reputation that Orientals have as being deceptive and inscrutable compared to Caucasians. Okay, next item in this list. Quote, regarding anger, on average, men have a greater capacity for anger than women, and on average, Africans have a greater capacity for anger than Caucasians. As of 2015, as I write this paragraph, in internet forums in the USA that complain about African Americans, the widely used phrase to describe an episode of explosive anger by a male or female African is, quote, chimp out, close quote. These chimp outs often include violent attacks done by the African. Note that the word chimp in chimp out is short for chimpanzee, a monkey. Note that anger and other emotions are discussed in detail in section 9.7. Okay, so last item, quote, regarding graphics, on average, women seem to be more oriented toward the visual of things than men. Overall, women seem to be more focused on visual appearances and the fine detail of visual appearances than men. Including the visual appearance of their bodies, many women use makeup on their face, the visual appearance of the clothing they wear, the visual appearance of their personal items and possessions, and the visual appearance of their larger environment, including whatever house or apartment they live in, and its yard and what's in that yard. Note also that there is some overlap here with regard to what I said above about cleanliness. Comparing Orientals with Caucasians, note the large number of different graphic symbols in the written languages used by the Orientals in written Chinese and Japanese. In general, the written languages of Caucasians use fewer graphic symbols, and their graphic symbols have a less complex design than many of the Oriental graphic symbols. With regard to Africans compared to Orientals or Caucasians, the African race is not even on the graphics map, so to speak, since their graphic abilities are very limited in comparison. One can also add to this graphics discussion all the anime and manga that Japan produces, which means that the Japanese have a lot of graphic artists and a population that wants to see graphic works. In conclusion, the Oriental race is the most concerned with graphics and visual appearances. The African race is the least concerned with graphics and visual appearances, and the Caucasian race is in between. Also, given the discussion about the visual imagination in section 3.1, it is likely that, on average, women experience a less faint visual imagination than men. And it is likely that the Oriental race experiences a less faint visual imagination than the Caucasian race. And the African race experiences the most faint visual imagination. Okay, so that's the end of this section regarding the gender basis of the three races.